Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time out today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Once again, Shailen, thanks for having me today.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened at the City Council meeting on Tuesday evening. And one of the big things on the agenda was starting to take bids for construction at the Southeast Switching Station and the adjacent control building. And what can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Shailen, as you said last night, the council approved a couple of resolutions to take bids for the construction of the Southeast Switching Station and the associated control building. And overall, when we look at the construction of the switching station and the control building, those two components are roughly about $2.2 million that we're talking about as far as estimated cost. Overall, the switching station as a whole, the estimated cost of this project is roughly $5.5 million. And for those listeners that may be wondering what exactly is a switching station, what this is an electrical switching station that's going to reconfigure our transmission lines, or three transmission lines coming into the community. They're going to meet into a single source, so it's a reliability issue for the electric utility as it allows us to transfer load from one line to the other in case there is an event of a transmission line being out. So it's an important reliability asset and a rather sizable project, roughly $5.5 million. Last night, council approved the actual construction of the switching station. Earlier, they approved the material contracts for the switching station. So with everything being said, what we're looking at is taking bids on July 26th and actually having a public hearing for that component of the project on August 16th. And at that time, if council awards the contracts for the switching station, we'll be on course to have the switching station complete and up and running by April 1st of next year.
I know that's pretty much the schedule given the closure of the current power station. And it sounds like there's a lot of moves being made looking kind of down the road, future needs for power supply in Pella.
Oh, absolutely, Shailen. There's been a lot of activity going on, as listeners may or may not be aware. As recently, the city has joined Missouri River Energy Services. And last night, Missouri River representatives were here to officially give the city their plaque for membership plaque. But yes, as you said, is we are due to start receiving power from Missouri River Energy Services next April. So the clock is ticking for this, and we have a lot of things going on with power supply. Rather significant items going on, but the switching station is a rather integral part of those plans.
Certainly, and speaking of power on a more local level, a residential and commercial ordinance was talked about a little bit last night for solar energy systems, and what can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Shailen, right now, as far as solar energy systems, you know, we've had a lot of inquiries from residents as far as wanting to install solar energy systems to assist with their electrical utility needs or their energy needs, rather. And currently, this Pella City Code does not regulate those energy systems. So last night, what you had was an ordinance that addresses that. And basically, to put it in a nutshell, when we talk about solar energy systems, they're any type of collector solar device is what we're basically talking about. The proposed ordinance last night differentiated between two components. We had what was called a solar energy system, and then you had what's called a solar energy system minor. Now, for the minor component, what we're looking at is any system that's a freestanding system under 6 feet or less. Anything above that would be considered a solar energy system. The key differentiation between it is, Shailen, to keep in mind with this proposed ordinance, is that solar energy systems would be granted in all zoning jurisdictions throughout the city. However, for the major solar energy systems, they would require approval by the Board of Adjustments, and they would require a special use permit. And in those cases, before a permit would be given to those entities, the neighbors would be notified, and there would be a public hearing on the matter. For minor systems, the systems generally 6 feet or less or falling into the minor category, they would be permitted by right throughout the city, and the approval process could be handled administratively by our planning and zoning director. So with that being said, really what we were trying to do was trying to put regulation as far as the solar energy systems, because currently the Pella City Code does not. And it's also important to note that any type of commercial device where it's generating electricity for resale to the market or the grid would not be permitted under the city code or under this proposed ordinance.
And as you said, some folks looking for ways maybe to help save or sort of subsidize their energy costs a little bit. And where did you go to look for models on how to set this whole thing up?
Well, the Planning and Zoning Commission has been researching this matter since mid-2010, and they've looked at other ordinances that have taken place up in the metro area, up in West Des Moines, Ames, and other communities, and so on. So as far as using it as a benchmark, the benchmark came from other communities that have already adopted similar ordinances up around the metro area.
All right, very good. And also one other thing we wanted to touch on, something that our listeners might be well affected by in the coming months, is the first reading of a possible intersection change at Park Lane and West 4th. If you could share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, Shaylin, what we had last night is currently there's, when we talk about the intersection of West 4th and Park Lane, going north and south on West 4th, there's currently yield signs up there. We've received concerns from neighbors in the area and also just people traveling over this particular intersection that those yield signs are probably not sufficient for the amount of traffic that's going through this particular intersection. So what council approved last night was the first reading of ordinance that would change those yield signs to stop signs. It's important to note that listeners that may have concerns with this, that there was simply the first reading passed last night. There will be two additional public readings that are scheduled for our next two council meetings. The council will be addressing this issue as well. So simply what we're doing is there's currently yield signs at this location going north and south. We're proposing to change those to full stop signs.
And again, there is a process for this and several opportunities yet for folks to weigh in on this issue.
Absolutely, Shaylin. Yes, all types of the changes such as this nature take three public readings. Council approved the first one last night. There's still two more to go.
All right. And again, a busy night at the council meeting last night. And anything else you'd like to add, Mike?
No, Shaylin, it's just been we're fortunate. It has been busy for the city up here, but there's always interesting things going on, particularly with the power supply issues in the city of Pella, and they continue to develop. And in the future, you'll see more issues with the Southeast Switching Station as we start to take bids for the switch gear for the station as well. So,
all right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out today. We appreciate it.
Shaylin, once again, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.